In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Words from the Wisdom of Solomon that form the old introit for the first Sunday after Christmas. When all things were in quiet silence, and night was in the midst of her swift course, thine almighty word, O Lord, leapt down from heaven out of thy royal throne. On this third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday of rejoicing, we begin to shift away from our meditation on the second coming of Christ and start remembering his first coming in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. In just 12 days' time, we will be preparing to celebrate Midnight Mass and, as it were, reenacting those words of the Wisdom of Solomon as we recall that first silent night and the angels visiting the shepherds. And in these next 12 days, New York will become busier and busier. The crowds, as I left the rectory today, were ridiculous. It will become more frenetic, and the streets around Fifth Avenue ever more crowded. But meanwhile, here in St. Thomas Church, more and more people will find a haven of calm, an oasis of prayer, a place for reflection, when all things were in quiet silence. Silence allows us to reflect on hope. Indeed, our readings at Evensong today are all about hope. They are prophecies of hopefulness. And in the case of Zechariah, of course, his silence was enforced by the angel, giving him 9 months to reflect and to ponder on God's gracious will. Our Old Testament lesson from the prophet Isaiah, it's set just before the narrative which describes the invasion of Israel by King Sennacherib of Assyria with a huge army. It is a prophecy of hope that describes the wilderness or the desert becoming rich and fertile land. And moreover, that desert will become a highway, a safe place to travel. Later in the book of the prophet Isaiah, that highway will be described as a way of bringing all peoples to Jerusalem, the city of God, where all shall dwell in safety. Isaiah says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. Zechariah's silence was to come to an end, because the prophecy of Isaiah we find fulfilled in the Gospels, specifically in the birth of John the Baptist. If you remember, last week we heard the account of the conception of John the Baptist into the priestly Aaronic family of Zechariah and Anna, how the angel Gabriel was sent to the temple at the time of the offering of incense. Zechariah, old in age, could not believe the message of the angel, and he was struck dumb because of it. At the birth of his son, his priestly colleagues and his wider family wanted to give him the name of his father, but Elizabeth insisted he be called John. And when they turned to Zechariah for his opinion, and Zechariah wrote down the name John because he couldn't speak, the prophecy of Isaiah we heard today was fulfilled. The tongue of the speechless shall sing for joy. And sing Zechariah did, filled with the Holy Spirit, a canticle that has become an integral part of morning prayer for the church, just as the song of Mary is also found at the heart of evening prayer. Let us reflect for a few moments on this song of Zechariah, which we call the Benedictus. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. Which is, of course, hope, restoration for Zechariah and all Israel, in spite of the might of Rome. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, for the Messiah would come, descended in the line of David, born in the city of David, in Bethlehem. As he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. And those enemies, my friends, are not necessarily earthly powers, but the enemy that we call sin and our mortality. For as St. Paul says of Christ, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant. That ancient covenant was sealed in the blood of sacrifice. This prophecy of Zechariah will also be a covenant sealed in blood, but the blood of the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins. The oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham. Jesus said to the crowd, "Very truly I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." To grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear. Isaiah prophesied, strengthen the weak hands, make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. In holiness and righteousness before him all our days. To be holy is to recognize that we are made in the image of God, that our righteousness flows from the cross of which our baptismal garment is a reminder, as St. Paul encourages us to put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways. John the Baptist is the last of the Old Testament prophets and the forerunner of the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One. As we read in the Gospel of Matthew, this is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." To give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. How did he share this knowledge? By pointing to Jesus. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me. And elsewhere, John reminds us how our Christian life is to be projected to the world. He must increase, but I must decrease. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us. Isaiah prophesies, they shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. And on the mountain of transfiguration, Jesus will reveal God's glory to his disciples, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you." Dear friends, the song of Zechariah is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah, the ushering in of the kingdom of God, breaking in. In the busyness of this part of Advent, as we approach Christmas, we do well to stop for a moment, to be still, to be silent, to listen for the still, small voice of God. Like Zechariah, in that stillness, we will discover the Word made flesh, who dwelt among us and still wishes to be enfleshed in each one of us. When all things were in quiet silence, and night was in the midst of her swift course, thine almighty word, O Lord, leapt down from heaven, out of thy royal throne. Some words of Bishop Mary as she reflected this week on the role of John the Baptist when she was on retreat at the community of St. John the Baptist in New Jersey. She says this: "It is silence that is the home of any word. Silence gives strength and fruitfulness to the word. Words are born out of silence and can lead deeper into the mystery of the silence from which they come. The Word of God is born out of the eternal silence of God, and it is to this Word, out of silence, that we seek to be witnesses. But we must know the silence first before we can hear and receive the word. And we must find that silence deep within us before we give birth to the word enfleshed in us." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.